Among other legends and fairy tales that have embroidered the history of professional cycling, there exists a rose-tinted narrative about how young riders are found, nurtured, and then finally unleashed upon the world stage. These are what the Italians call predestinati, individuals so physically gifted that they glide through every age category, losing count of bouquets and compliments, their dreams effortlessly merging into reality. Once they were sons of farmers and factory workers, or failing that, bike shop owners. In the 21st century, cycling has globalised, gentrified, and now they can come from anywhere, hot-housed in talent academies or plucked from other disciplines, mountain biking or cyclocross, or even from other sports. But the trope remains the same. They are somehow chosen ones, kids pedalling on a divine path to a promised land. Or so we think. Until a story arrives to remind us that for many, the road is long, winding, and much more perilous. One such story is Marcus Christie's. He told it in an essay, an article, 9,000 words that he committed to paper mainly for himself, for catharsis, but he also shared with me just under a year ago. You'll hear extracts of this mini-memoir in this podcast, as well as Marcus's reflections now, a few months on. It is a parable of a young man, his hope, despair, sacrifice and perseverance, all in the name of a quest that, like that of so many other youngsters, proved anything but romantic.
I'm Marcus Christie, I'm 30 years old, I'm from Derry in Northern Ireland, and I've cycled for the last 10 years internationally and on the Irish domestic scene. I grew up on a farm, so I was from a farming background, and I kind of got the love of sport quite early. It was football, and I was just obsessed with football. It kind of took me away from the farming kind of background, and I just kind of lost interest in machinery and livestock and the things that I should have been more interested in. And when I got to the age of 16, and you kind of know, are you going to progress to the professional level of football or do you not have the talent? I kind of realized that I had more of a talent for running and athletics, and that was kind of the first indicator that I had a big engine.
I suppose I was yearning for an identity, as I certainly wasn't an academic. I needed to find some confidence, or maybe I just needed an escape. School sports day in the third year proved my salvation. At the time, football was a big part of my life, but even a dreamer like me knew I wasn't good enough to make it to the big time. My Olympics was an 800 meter race around the school track, and I was already reeling before the start gun sounded, having just overheard something horrifying. My longtime crush getting asked out on a date. Slighted, crestfallen, heartbroken, I told myself I'd use the race as a way to communicate with this girl, make her notice me, without actually speaking to her. By the end of lap 2 of 4, there was nobody near me. I ended up crushing the school record. As I crossed the finish line, I can remember turning my head to meet the girl's stunned gaze. At this point in my young life, it was undoubtedly the biggest high I had ever experienced. I craved more. If you could have sold that feeling in a bottle, I would almost certainly have become an addict. From that day on, my focus firmly switched to athletics and the goal of earning a scholarship at a big American university. I was on that exact trajectory over the next 6 months to a year, only to be suddenly, literally stopped in my tracks by an excruciating pain in my left foot. One trait I possess in abundance is an extremely high pain threshold. So on our annual family summer holiday in Port Salon, I continued to pound Knockalla Beach every morning and spent the rest of the day unable to put my foot on the ground. Eventually, I realised there was a serious problem which needed addressing urgently, so my dad booked me in to see a foot specialist at the Ulster Independent Clinic in Belfast. The MRI and CT scans came back showing an extreme tarsal coalition. Basically, three of my metatarsals are fused together, giving the ankle joint zero range of motion or flexibility. The specialist told me in no uncertain terms that my athletics career was over, that I should ignore the pseudo-experts that would doubtless tell me they could fix my foot. It's a very rare condition, only 1% of the population have one tarsal coalition, and I had three. Standing and walking can bring on indescribable pain, and in my case, an almost inescapable reminder of my athletics days. You may have read the book Friday Night Lights or seen the spin-off film. And remember the story of Booby Miles, the prodigy whose playing days are ended by an injury at age 17. Now, suddenly, I could see myself in that storyline. We eventually reached an agreement. I would run my final championship race of the season, the 3,000 metres in Birmingham's Alexander Stadium, and get a cast upon my return. It was the final of the Young Athletics League. I crossed the line first, and it was the last yard I ever ran. To listen to the full episode, sign up as a friend of the podcast at thecyclingpodcast.com.